Revelations 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini katumba, katukituki, kebakasa rongodana domongo en dona tamata, kandolava na katumba, au na dhuruwa, kanavaka vitalanga batike yao kokoa. Sa vakambula, vikinda vakitiko vikimni na vakarongumai, ena yadhi ningoni turango chisu, yadha nimbula, yadha nganga, yadha simbera vakandoni vesau. Na yadha ngo, kwa suleti kuna dhengi nimbula, menda ruyandra maina matakango. Visureti tikuani ena prokoramu vakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
Sabagambula ba yana tuwe kanda na turanga na marama dorobo na mone lewa ena matagani singan dindai. Planet FM na programu vinaka seiko yana ausa singan mandu ataka na itutu vinaka. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Rauti kenda rubo kami na ano bosi ni kalubi wakan. Ano matagal ni siyang dinday. Ano ulibo o kalandi. Sino matin tubi na kanggo o New Zealand. Sino mani baka rungo tumay nabiya sa iburubura. Ano internet radio. O sa torto ko na kanggo binanggo. Mo wakambula tuga ni weekenda. Weekenda baki tuga ni weekenda. Ano yada tali na yada nimbula. Yada ninganga. Sa iku anong ni turango. Chisu Kristo. Ano siya binanggo kwa. Na iwali nila nga sa rauti chisu nga. Biwakani. Sino tuyo babalangi. Sino tumay biti. Rauti kenda nga na bosi ni kalub. Ano siya binanggo kwa. Vingarabi tuk weekend na bimataka ni pagarway pagongo New Methodist Christian Fellowship kaya doon na pagtataro ngay ngirta nga may na number ni tal talangase lemeki lolaka 212-984-820 se tal talangase kemu rabunakana 211-236-187 ena kani maro merabing garabi weekend na ena singa binan kwa au na katale rauti kenda rupa kami nangana bosa ni kalu ena ibunau ena tori tumai ena keria stea ni suba kana mbulongo di kenda tukani kina ena bebonua kede kenda paka rong mai kina Okalandi, New Zealandi sebea segura bura ena mataka ni singa nindai kati weekend na nebol tambu nomu ni bosa sa adine kine baiki mami rarama kine ni mamisala kau nuita kani kenda na maro takabata na bosa ni kalu ena paka rongoda ena mataka ni singa nindai menon tapote tiko non abi boga ruta kina kalu non abi tuliraki non abi boga dundundaki non abi boga rara mataki na kalu libugo ena mataka ni sirindai au saka uti turangir marama ena ruti kenda ruba kina na bosen kalu ena mbulan duindui kenda sama itukina e babalangi senda rutu na bese burubura senda rutu New Zealand senda rutu ko sarangai lomani city lebu o kana ko Oaklandi ena siwina ni kwa ruti kenda ruba kina na bosen kalu ena singa ena indai
Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. Let us welcome the Holy Spirit one more time. 1, 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can take your seat. Make sure you bless someone with a handshake and a smile.
I take
this time to welcome you all in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe this is the most important topic when we walk with God, that is the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot serve God the way we're supposed to serve God. When the Holy Spirit comes, then you shall receive power. When there is no Holy Spirit, the church has no power. We can go to church, but church with no power. The church full of swearing. The church full of drinking and smoking. The church full of adultery because there is no Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is in the church, the Holy Spirit will convict you of the godly living.
Swearing will depart your mouth because the Holy Spirit will convict you. Smoking will drop from your mouth because the Holy Spirit will convict you. The desire for alcohol and sex will leave you because of the Holy Spirit will convict you. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is very important for any church. Am I talking to someone today? So I take this time to welcome you to this Bible study because it's very, very important, the topic of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I also take this time to welcome those that are watching from overseas, especially from Defense Hall in Brisbane, Ipswich, the town of Ipswich. Normally they conduct their service and they time the Bible study to be their word because they are 2 hours behind. So if it's 3:30, it will be 1:30 in Brisbane, in Australia. So I take this time to welcome the region of Sydney, of Brisbane.
Brisbane.
I also take this time to welcome those in New Zealand, in Taupo, in Rotorua. They are also tuning in. I welcome them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. As we also welcome those that are watching from home through live streaming on Facebook and those that watch on television. Also take this time to welcome those that are listening on Radio Fiji 1 Domoiviti. It's so wonderful that the media today can take the word of God to the home. Most of the Fijian villages are facing curses today because they stopped the word of God to enter their village. That's why a lot of people, they come into town. Because God knows if they're in the village, they will not hear the word of God. So when you come to town, to cities and settlement and housing authority, you have a free access and you can listen and allow people to come to your home for visitation. When we stop the word of God, God knows how to touch you and feel the pain. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I welcome those that are watching on Facebook in their home, watching on television in their home, because God loves people and the word of God is a transfer, is a medium of God's love, power into people's life. Praise the Lord. Last few weeks I was talking on the conditions for the Holy Spirit to come. Number 1 is patience. Hallelujah. When you wait for the Holy Spirit, it takes a lot of patience. You don't just serve God and you feel the power of God. No, it takes time. Jesus said, go and wait in the upper room. They waited for 50 days. Hallelujah. When God spoke to Abram, I'll give you a land and a promise to you and your children, it took him 25
years.
When God spoke to the Israelites, I'll free you from this land of slavery, it took them about 400 years. When God allowed them to leave Egypt to Canaan, it took them 40 years in the wilderness. If you want the Holy Spirit to come, you must have the heart of patience. If you want your wife to change, you must have the heart of patience. If you want your husband to change, you must have patience. If your children are very rebellious, you must have patience. If you are talatala and waiting for the congregation to come and be a member of the church, you must have patience. You don't plant today and pull tomorrow. Hallelujah. You need to have patience. Praise the Lord. We also talk about obedience. The Holy Spirit will come when you obey the word of Jesus. We must remember that the Holy Spirit is the gift of Jesus. And then when the Holy Spirit comes, it will bring to you 9 gifts. Hallelujah. Jesus gave you a gift, which is the Holy Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit comes, it will give you 9 gifts and 9 fruits. Hallelujah. So if you want to know whether you have the Holy Spirit, you must experience the gift and you must experience the fruit. That is part of the lesson that we'll take it maybe another 2-3 weeks time. At the moment I'm just finishing with the condition of the Holy Spirit to come. Number 1, obedience. And number 2, patience. Number 3, you must be in the place. Number 4, you must have the unity amongst the believers. And number 5, I was talking about last week, that you must have faith in God. The Holy Spirit will not come to you if you don't have faith in God. You can know the word, but you don't have the faith. See, Jesus said, come to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. But you go to the moneylender, you go to your ta, you go to your uncle. Jesus said, come to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. You can go to your uncle, you can go to your father, you can go to the moneylender, but do you believe in Jesus? Are you quick to go to the doctor, or are you quick to believe in Jesus, then go to the doctor? Hallelujah. Today I believe somebody put in the global comms the testimony of one person from Lao who came here in 2006. At that time the Nathan Randavia water was very famous. He was standing afar. Tomorrow on Monday to go to Nathan Randavi. He hardly walked. And the pain was also in his knees. And the prayer was committed this place for those that want to be healed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And instantly on that Sunday, back in 2016, he was healed. And when the relatives want him to go to Nathan Randavi, he said, what should I go to Nathan Randavi? I'm already healed. We are very quick to run to Nathan Randavi. But we don't want to go to Talatala. Very quick to go to Voodoo or
Dorirai.
But it's very difficult, very slow to go to an altar. Hallelujah. The Bible says faith pleases God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I go up to a hospital and when I pass through a ward, people say, Taltala, Taltala. But some of these people, they go up and down here. When everything was okay, they don't call Taltala. When they were lying down in their hospital bed, when the doctor cannot do anything and the medicine is taking time, the next thing are Taltala.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, do you have faith? So those are the five conditions the Holy Spirit come. Last week I touched a little bit on when the Holy Spirit comes. Let us listen to what the Bible says. This is not what I want to say. This is what the Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes. So you have the five that call the His coming. Now when He comes, what happened? What happened? Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. From verse 1. Talgasmai.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Hallelujah. That's what happened. That is the first arrival of the Holy Spirit manifested in a group of people like they were waiting for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let us listen to the Fijian translation.
Era sa tiko lomabata ko ira kedenga enandua na tikina. Sanga ilako waka sauri mai lomalangi enandua na rurongo ewa kana dhangi waka dewa ruru kaukaua. Asa waka sinaita na vale taudoko era sa tiko kina. Asa reira iwe ira na ka ewa kana yame yame ni mbuka wanga. Sandui iwe sambayaki asa tiko yandio we ira waka yandua nga. Arasa waka sinaiti kelenga ena yalo tambu. Arasa waka tekivu me voso taka na voso tani eso. Me wakasa sulia weira na yalo tambu me radabuta.
Hallelujah. So that's what happened.
Onina kwena yado.
What? Why can't happen to our gathering like this?
Ala tamreni yado kena let's stand and have an inkwa.
Hallelujah. According to the Bible, when two or three gather in His name, He is in our midst. So this is what happened when the Holy Spirit come. There is no quietness. Listen again. Listen again.
Sanga ilako waka sauri mai lo malangi endua na rurongo.
A sound.
Hewa kana dhangi waka debo ruru kaukaua.
Like a wind. A strong wind for that matter.
Asa waka sinaita na vale taudoko erasa tiko kina.
It take control of a whole house.
Asa rei rei we ira na ka. Hewa kana vei ame ame nimbuka wanga.
It's like a flame, but it's not a flame. That means it's a brightness.
Sandui ve sambayaki asatiko yando ve ira,
and everyone receive that. Mai talgase
waka yando nga arsa waka sinaiti kedena ena yalo tambu.
When the Holy Spirit comes, then they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And something happened. My
arasa vakateki mu me vosotaka na vosotani eso.
And they start to speak tongues.
Mevakana sulia beira na elotamu meradavuta.
Given by the Holy Spirit, not by anybody, by the Holy Spirit. So you will not understand.
Inatamu kila siyai holia tailanga na elotamu tamirlevala rani holia.
Hallelujah. You know, when the Pentecostal arrive in Fiji, we kaibiti, we bicker and slander when people speak in tongue.
We kenda
how many tamba na lebu kenda wesele kenda katolika e undo vira wale utura ra lebu hemeni. But because we don't know, when something that we don't know, we are quick to speak. That's why a lot of bakalelewa in the Fijian community, because we don't know. That's why a lot of talk in the village, because they don't know. That's why a lot of kakase in the Hengona, Talanoa time, because they don't know what they're talking about. That's why a lot of people, they talk against me, they don't know me. They don't know that I have a degree, they don't know that I work in the tower, they don't know that I work as a manager, they don't know. And the people they are talking, I don't know if they reach from 6 or not. They don't know that I build 2 houses in Nandi and I stay in a 3 stories. They don't know that somebody come and buy a house in Lodala. They don't know that somebody gave a piece of land in Nandi, a lulu in Matagali from Sonaka. They don't know that a church member from a different denomination brought to me a twin cab already paid. They don't know that somebody will come to me and give 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. See? We talk because we do not know. Hallelujah. So don't speak on something that you do not know. It's better to be quiet and people think that you are fool, rather than open your mouth and people know that you are a fool. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, our government is trying to address the fake news from fake people because they don't know. Hallelujah. So church people, you need to know the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows the deep things of God and reveal it to you. So your best friend is the Holy Spirit. When you don't know anything, ask the Holy Spirit. Most of the time I ask the Holy Spirit. If I go to a village in Neitasiri, I will ask the Holy Spirit. If I go to Madhuata, if I go to Mbua, evangelize in the Kondrobe, I will ask the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, it is good for you for me to go. Because when I go, I will send the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and teach you. If you don't know anything, ask the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, don't ask me, ask the Holy Spirit. When you ask your neighbor can lie to you. But the Holy Spirit cannot lie. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he can lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Anything you ask in this world, ask the Holy Spirit. The very reason why he's here to assist you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. So, any even in your workplace, ask the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember when I faced with a problem, say, mechanical or weather, especially in Japan. See, there's a news at the moment, if you are following the news, some of the World Cup pool game has been canceled because of the typhoon. This is the period that the typhoon will happens a lot in the Asian country. And imagine we are flying, at that time we were flying to Tokyo and Osaka. And not only the typhoon, we also have the earthquake. And Air Pacific at that time, now Fiji Airways, normally flies there. So when something happened, the operators, those that are on the ground, they must monitor what's happening there. And normally I just ask the Holy Spirit to lead me. Because I'm sitting in my office in Nandi, I don't know what the crew are facing in Osaka or in Tokyo or in Sydney or in Melbourne or in Vancouver or in Honolulu in Hawaii. I don't know. But the Holy Spirit know. You don't know your tomorrow, but the Holy Spirit know your tomorrow. I don't care what church you belong to. But if you believe in Jesus, the gift of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So if you are sitting here today, you want to do a project on your home. Say, you want to start a business. Ask the Holy Spirit. You have the money. And you have to do all the studies. Ask the Holy Spirit, shall I? Shall I not? Shall I? Shall I not? Shall I? Ask the Holy Spirit. As I said about 2 weeks ago and again last week, that the Holy Spirit is here for your life here, not in heaven, here. The Holy Spirit comes for your life here. You're eating, your clothes, your relationship, your children, your future. Jesus prepare a place there. Holy Spirit come and assist you here. I tell you, any church for that matter, Pentecostal or Tambanalebu, our best friend is the Holy Spirit. And imagine if all the church people have the friend, the Holy Spirit, then it'll be easy to go beyond our barriers of church name and church tag. Because we have one Spirit. The Holy Spirit in the New Methodist, the Holy Spirit in CMF, the Holy Spirit in All Nation, the Holy Spirit in the Lotto Isle, the Holy Spirit in the Seventh Day. There'll be no difference of fighting. Because one Holy Spirit. I don't know why people can't think like that. We have one Holy Spirit, one textbook called the Bible, and one name that has the power, Jesus. What is our difference? I don't know.
Hallelujah.
And the summer of the Mosinicalo, Kabi Kanibotam came to Sasamaki, and Avogunibosa was a Moskina, Kibi Kimdo. We can then have your Kanlomani, and the Tunabuno Libungo Kalandi, Semai Nepia, Semai Tauranga, Setuganabuno Rotorua, Setu Sarme Wellingtoni, to my Christchurch, Ovambot Mosinicalo and Nonda, and Mataganisin in Dai. Nathakabakin and Donaka, Kabi Kanibotamu, and Nomunibos Sadina Ginebangu, Sarara Makina. Nanongusala. Sangatalindona kaya pagkarara matakikenda. Sangatalindona kaya pagkabukoy kenda. Sangatalindona kaya suliwi kenda na alumatua. Sa ikaw na posa nga ni kalu e na siwina ni kuwa. E tu pagkaraw tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship mibinga rabibi kenda in New Zealand e na punuwa dama nga kena nguna dama nga kimuni bitartar maikina wira ni taltal nga siya sa dabututi na nonra namba ni bitartar maidake e na kanimaro wiki ito e na siwina nga ni kuwa. Kwa nguna turanga kena marama dharubo kena nguna nilewa ninda may rungo dauti na posa ni kalu na dhaka pakin endo na ka mena wakalunga tay kenda tukuna turanga e na buka ni nona posa e na sa may rungo dha. Amen.
take this time to thank you for tuning in to I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.